Maybe a couple of us actually know what this song's about. You see, we see everybody be happy over there, but we like to tell everybody we can be happy down here if you want to be. You know, Christians ought to be the happiest people in this world. Okay. They didn't give me the finger. Two more, peace sign. But I just want to say it's a real privilege to be here. We really thank Wendell Hardy for inviting us down. It's the first time here. Yeah, give him a hand. It's a lot of work in there. Yeah. How many is the first time you've seen the Gospel Plowboys? Wow. I ain't going to ask you to come back. I ain't never been brave enough. God bless you for coming our way. Mike mentioned that I don't like to get off on sickness and give the devil the credit on things, but I'll be honest, about 2 months ago, it didn't look good. There's many thought that I wouldn't walk out of the hospital. But there's a saying that I love, that one of my pastors is going on to be with the Lord. He said, but God. God decided not to be so. I even asked God, I told him the other day, I said, God, I'm ready to come home. My wife said, well, you did come home. I said, that's not the home I'm talking about. But God said no. But he was there the whole time. I can't thank him enough for that. You see, we got what this world needs. Mike mentioned the military a while ago, and we're so grateful for that. I want to take it one step further. If you're here in law enforcement, I applaud you. I'll be honest, I'm really real about this. You know, you only hear a part of the story. The media's not going to show you all of it. And I tell my little grandson, if you see somebody in the Army, you see a police officer, whatever, I said, son, you go up and just tell them thank you for your service. We got to teach our children that. But I promise you, the media will have it way other places. So I'll get off my soapbox now. We got two more to do. But let me tell you about Andrew, about you right quickly. He didn't get to be with us a lot, but he's a very smart fellow. He just got married, matter of fact. And raise your hand up, Morgan. Everybody give you a hand. Give Morgan a hand. She deserves one to put up with him. All right, well.
She's going to swing with another guy.
Nah, it's a brother.
Andrew's real physically fit, and he wants to stay that way. So he jogs and do all that kind of stuff. And one day he was jogging, and he went by, and he heard a voice. He looked down in the ditch, and lo and behold, there was a frog. And he reached down, and he picked that frog up, and that frog said, you kiss me, and I'll turn into a prince. And so, princess. Maybe a prince nowadays, it might have been a prince. I mean, princess, wouldn't you? No, Andrew's all right. You better be, I'll tell you that. You're quite welcome, brother. I don't want to make the mistake I did with your dad years ago. we won't get on that either. But anyway, he looked at that frog and he took around and he just stuck it in his pocket. Well, you could hear that frog all muffled saying, well, if you'll kiss me, not only will I turn into a princess, I'll give you 3 wishes. He took it out, looked at the frog, and just stuck it right back in the pocket. Well, one more time, you hear that muffled voice in there says, if you kiss me, not only will I give you a turn into a princess, I'll give you 3 wishes, I'll give you all the money you need. And he took it out, he looked at it, and stuck it back in his pocket, and then that frog said, I don't understand, why won't you kiss me? He said, well, I've already got a wife that I'm happily married to, and I don't need one of them, I don't need another woman. What I don't have is a talking frog. Wendell, you say 2 or 1? All right, 1. We're going to do an acapella. Y'all like acapella numbers?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try one for you here. We kind of do it kind of different. We had a lot of fun on it. One called Can't You Hear Jerusalem On?